Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for education purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express, and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemical/agrochemical segment before we move on to news from stock markets and also bring you some other updates from various other segments. So over to Abhishek now.
Many thanks, Puratan. Morning, friends. We start with CAPEX announcement from agrochemical companies. So India Pesticide Limited, which is a agrochemical manufacturer, is planning to commission new plants, which will be operational from 2023. This will cater to international as well as domestic customers. The company has acquired 25 acres of land in Hamirpur for a new manufacturing plant. The company has completed the land registration in October 2021 and land possession was completed in January 2022. The plant is likely to be commissioned and operational by 2023. All capex for the new plant of India Pesticide Limited is likely to be funded internally. The Sandilia expansion plan create economies of scale and improve efficiency in the manufacturing processes. The company is planning to invest about 70 crores each year for the next 2 years, and they are targeting to increase the capacity by 8,500 metric tons. The plant would have a technical capacity of the plant has a technical manufacturing capacity of about 17,400 metric tons as on 31st March 2021, and the capacity was increased by 1,500 metric tons in the 9-month period of FY22. The two manufacturing plants at the existing Sandilia facility are proposed to be used for herbicide technicals. So we'll note this and keep a watch here. Sumitomo Chemicals Limited, which is a Japanese research-driven diversified chemical company and has a consolidated global sales of about $20 billion. It's planning an additional capex of about 100 to 110 crores over 1 or 2 years for 5 new products. The company has signed and registered agreement to buy 2 additional land parcel, around 20 acres privately owned land parcel adjoining existing Bhavnagar site, and about 50 acres privately owned land at a location near Dahej within PCPIR zone, and the transfer process is expected to be completed soon. Company is planning to manufacture additional proprietary technical grade active ingredient products for its parent company, which is Sumitomo Chemical Corporation Japan, and its global affiliates. 5 products have been approved in principle for supply to Sumitomo Chemical Corporation and several others are in pipeline. Projects are being set up at the existing site and the targeted commercialization is over the next 2 years. The revenue potential for these 5 products on the capex of 100 crores would be about 200 to 250 crores per annum. The estimated margins are expected to be in line with the current margins earned by Sumitomo Chemicals India for similar projects. And lastly, for the announcement by Adani Total Gas, which is India's largest city gas distribution company and a joint venture between Adani Group and Total Energies, they have announced that they will be investing about 12,000 crores. This will add to Adani Total Gas existing commitment of 18,000 crores, taking the overall commitment to about 20,000 crores. Adani Total Gas has won licenses to expand city gas distribution network to 14 new geographical areas. In the recently concluded 11th round of city gas distribution bidding by Petroleum and Natural Gas Regulatory Board, Adani Total Gas is now the largest city gas distribution company, catering to total 52 geographical areas, 19 of which are operated along with its strategic partner Indian Oil Corporation. These 52 areas account to around 15% of the country's overall 124 district across 18 states and 3 union territories. On the result side, we were tracking Transpeak India, Transpeak Industries, which posted their consolidated result for December quarter. On a quarterly comparison, the company has reported total income of 190.5 crores, which is about 20% higher as compared to 158 crores posted in September. The company posted net profit of about 23 crores, which is about 30% higher as against 17.5 crores posted in September quarter. Chemcon Specialties Chemical Company Chemical Limited has posted their standalone financial result for December quarter. In quarterly comparison, the company reported total income of 51.8 crores, which is about 18% lower as compared to 63 crores posted in September. The company has posted net profit of 13.4 crores, which is again about 7.5% lower as against 14.5 crores posted in September quarter. This is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector-specific news and markets in general. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek. So we start by looking at updates from the U.S. Market, and obviously the U.S. market looked promising yesterday. So Dow Jones ended 371 points up, S&P ended 37 points up, and Nasdaq ended 178 points up. So after a long time, we have seen these three-digit gains in the U.S. market. And Asian economies were largely tracking the performance in the U.S. markets overnight. So most of the Asian economies, including New Zealand, Australia, as well as Korea, were in green. The U.S. 30 futures was trading 67 points up, and U.S. 500 futures was trading 9 points up as we speak. So seems could possibly be a green day in the Indian markets as well. However, we await an important data point from the MPC meeting, which is whether the interest rates, namely the repo rate and the reverse repo rate, will be increased in this in February itself. As far as Nifty is concerned, key assistance level to watch out is obviously 17,300 levels and 17,500 levels. Nifty was yesterday struggling to reach out to 17,300 levels. However, it could not do so. So, and key support level to watch out is 17,100, followed by 16,900 levels. So far, Nifty has not breached the key support level of 17,100. It seemed it could possibly go down, but it managed to close in the 17,200 odd territory. Maximum call open interest we are seeing at 18,000 followed by 17,500. In call writing, we are seeing at 17,200 followed by 17,100 levels, which will act as immediate resistance here. And maximum put open interest we are seeing at 16,500 followed by 17,000 levels. And put writing we are seeing at 17,100 followed by 16,900 levels. So this is the real battleground where the put writers and the call writers are fighting it out. So between 17,100 and 16,900, there's a lot of battle which is going on between the bulls and the bears. And we need to see who will win the case here. On the non-speculative side, we are seeing increased delivery volume in TVS Motors. And TVS Motors has recently posted good results, which has beaten the Dalal Street expectations as well. And interestingly, ICICI Securities has come up with a buy target on TVS Motors and has given a buy rating of 776. The stock is trading in the range of 656 odd bucks. So this is one stock that you need to evaluate. As far as bulk deal is concerned, so Ishan Dyes and Chemicals has been picked up by one Mr. Shankar Sharma, who's picked up about 7 lakh shares in the company. Ogia Hyper Retail. So Care Wealth Advisors LLP has acquired 1.6 lakh shares, and Shankara Building Products has been picked up by One Param Capital, which has bought 1.25 lakh shares in the company. For today, some of the important names which will be declaring their results today. So Power Grid Corporation of India, PGC, Tata Power, ACC, Bosch, FSN e-commerce ventures, which is Nykaa, Aurobindo Pharma, Berger Paints, 3i Infotech, Abbott India, Eris Agro, BASF India, Bharat Bijli, DCB Bank, Ingenious India, Entertainment Network, Finolex Cables, GMR Infrastructure, HEG, Indiabulls Housing Finance, Jindal Stainless, Lumax Auto Technologies, Nuvoco, Vestas Corporation, Paras Defense and Space Technologies, Patel Engineering, Petronet LNG, Procter & Gamble Health, Hitachi Energy India, Prestige Estates Project, Tricol SAIL, Solar Active, Pharma Sciences, Spencer's Retail, Sundaram Clayton, Talvaros Automotive Components, TTK Healthcare, Welspun Specialty Solutions will be declaring their results, quarterly results today, which is February 9th. And now some results for today, which were declared yesterday. So Bharti Airtel has reported lower profit at 829 odd crores in Q3 of FY22. This is against 1,134 odd crores in Q2 of FY22. Revenue has increased to 29,866 crores from 28,326 crores on quarter-on-quarter basis. Bata India has reported a higher profit at 72 odd crores on Q3 of FY22. This is against 26 odd crores reported in Q3 of FY21. Revenue has surged to, increased by 841 crores from rupees 615 odd crores on YOY basis. So good performance here. Vedanta has now completed the reorganization and reorganization review and has concluded that the current structure is optimal, and it has also announced its capital allocation policy. So the reorganization review is done, and it seems there will be no changes in the present organization structure. And also we need to see how the capital allocation policy of Vedanta looks like. Latent View Analytics, the company has recorded a profit of 49, almost 50 odd crores in Q3 of FY22. This is against a profit of 22 odd crores in Q3 of FY21, and revenue has moved to 108 odd crores from rupees 78 odd crores on YOY basis. Lupin has received approval for the US FDA for arformoterol tartrate inhalation solution. So some good news flow for Lupin here. Data Patterns has recorded a profit of almost about 9 odd crores in Q3 of FY22. This is against a loss of 4.4 odd crores reported in Q3 of FY21, and revenue has almost doubled to 43 odd crores from rupees 22 odd crores on a YOY basis. IRCTC has posted a sharp profit at 200 odd crores in Q3 of FY22. This is again 78 odd crores reported in Q3 of FY21. And revenue has also sort of doubled here, or more than doubled, to 540 odd crores from rupees 224 odd crores on a YOY basis. So we need to see how IRCTC is performing here, and how does the performance look like. This certainly needs to be evaluated. Jindal Steel and Power has reported lower profit at 1,621 odd crores Q3 of FY22. This is against 2,439 odd crores reported in Q3 of FY21, and revenue has increased to 12,524 odd crores from rupees 9,280 odd crores on YOY basis. So this is all from our side. Trade rich and trade safe, and stay safe. Till then, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.